Thanks for listening to the Doug Gottlieb Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday, 3 to 6 Eastern, 12 to 3 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Doug Gottlieb Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
What up, Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio. Okay, here's a question. And what I like to do on this show is I have my opinion. It's pretty well known that I have no problem stating my opinion. I'll get to it in a second. But I also like and enjoy getting your opinion. Social media is probably the best way, at Gottlieb Show on Twitter. You can hit me out on our Facebook page. We have the Doug Gottlieb Show Facebook page. You can hit that as well. Or on Instagram, at Gottlieb Show. Any way you want to communicate with us, I can communicate with you. So if you have something you want to add, like, go for it. Have Beyer, you worked in local TV in Wisconsin. Have you worked at any other network?
No, just local radio, and yeah, did some TV. Yep.
Okay. And then you came out to Fox when?
2005, summer of 2005.
So we're at 16 years and counting.
Yes.
Okay. Ramos, you've been with Fox Sports Radio how long?
Since 2009, I believe.
I believe I'm the longest running show at this time spot too, by the way, at Fox Sports Radio. I always used to flip over. This was a bit of a turnstile for a while. I'm not wrong there, right? Like, if you went through all the guys you've worked with, there would be a good number.
Yeah, there's been a mix. Yeah, there's for sure. Yeah, what, you're going on 4 years? Yeah, four plus years?
I'm 4 years. Yeah, plus years. Okay, Lee, have you worked anywhere other than Fox?
No, I interned at Fox and have been working here since.
Okay, so this is great. So I would guess, just kind of guessing, that when Aaron Rodgers is like, man, they got to show better. They got to be better with guys that are leaving the organization. You know, some guys were offered pay cuts. Some guys were just cut. You know, how they were handled, all of these things. You're sitting there, and I'm guessing most of you guys are like nodding your head, right? You're like, yeah. Beyer?
Yeah. I've been critical through Rodgers throughout, but I did yesterday in sticking up for his guys and his, you know, former teammates, and I thought, okay, I can kind of, you know, see where he's coming from. So, yeah.
And I thought it was great that Aaron Rodgers, I'll point this out. I thought it was great what he said about, hey, I'm not a victim here. I've been handsomely compensated. Like,
sure.
This is about other people, which is great and generous and thoughtful. Here's the problem. Okay. I've left two places professionally. I played for, nine teams professionally. And I've, like you said, summer league with the Lakers. I did a summer league thing with the Timberwolves as well. Right. So that's like 11 different professional organizations. Professional is a definite oxymoron. And I've worked for three networks. I've gone to two schools. And do you know what I found? I found that anytime you leave, it's never really the same. And that the longer you're gone from a place, in the 0 to 5 year window, you're a little bitter towards them. They're a little bitter towards you. You may be bitter towards them because of how they now look at you now that you're on the outside looking in or whatever. But here's the bigger takeaway. It just never ends well. It just doesn't. It's not really happy divorces. Still divorce. You know, there's different levels of unhappy divorces. That's it. And I know there's this idea that, well, you know, if you would have, dude, they would have been pissed anyway. If you would have offered Charles Woodson a pay cut, he'd been like, are you kidding? I'm Charles Woodson. But the big thing is what you get, and he's right. He does have a finger on the pulse of the team. He does know who brings the right energy to practice. He is a valuable asset. But in order to be part of the personnel decision-making, you have to look at it through a personnel decision-making eye. And you have to understand, one, it just doesn't end well. Like Brett Favre, it ended poorly, and then they brought him back, Ring of Honor, ceremony, statue, all good. And then the second Aaron Rodgers is pissed, he's like, yeah, he's got to go. Right? Do you know why? Because he's still mad. And you know what? The truth is, the Packers are still mad. So, you know, this idea that had they handled things differently, things would have been different. No, they wouldn't. These are job hazards. These are job hazards. You know? It's honestly a lot like the Simone Biles thing. Like, hey, if you don't like the pressure of every 4 years or every 5 years in this case, competing and being, you know, everything you do being watched and magnified and all the sponsors depending on you to not only perform, but then shake their hands and look them in the eye, then this is not for you. Hey, in professional football, doesn't end well. Fighters, they always end up on their back. Why? Doesn't end well. I'm guessing Peyton Manning, after he won a Super Bowl, probably wanted to come back to the Broncos. And they were like, remember how after the Super Bowl, he didn't decide right away that he was done? Like, dude, you were bad this year. You were bad in the Super Bowl. We won the Super Bowl in spite of, not because of you. Like, just take your ring and go. He's like, yeah, I need a couple weeks to decide. I'm sure in that couple weeks, he's like, you know, I could come back and be better this year. Like, yeah, we're good. We're good. I think this is a great time to celebrate all the successes of your career. So I think it's not just in tracking how many of those guys didn't have anything left in their career when they left. It's just the reality of he's trying to look at something from a personnel perspective. He's not a personnel guy. And if there's one thing that Aaron Rodgers has shown himself to be, is really thoughtful, really respectful of his teammates, a good teammate who believes in his guys. Should be pointed out that he clearly doesn't believe in all of his current guys if he wants other players. And we always think of the, it's like Daryl Royal had this expression. Daryl Royal is the longtime famous coach at the University of Texas. And matter of fact, it's Daryl K. Royal Stadium where they play. And Daryl Royal used to say only three things can happen when you throw the ball and two of them are bad. Right? The truth is that the same is true when you run the football. Nobody challenged him on that. And there's plenty of good things that can happen when you throw a football. It's not just catching the ball and moving the chains, but you can get penalties can be called as well. And also, if you need time, the clock stops if you throw an incomplete pass. And all the rules are set up to help passing, not help running. But that's beside the point. If you take Aaron Rodgers in to have conversations with him about personnel, and you, does that mean only the quarterback gets? What if you have Jair Alexander's a great defensive player? Does he get to have a say in who plays with him on defense? Maybe. Not a crazy idea, but here's the two things that could go bad. One, Aaron Rodgers is going to have to at some point be part of cutting somebody he really likes. That's what everybody misses about being the boss. I want to be the boss. I want to hire my friends. Guess what's going to happen if you're the boss? You're going to have to fire one of your friends at some point. And you know what happens when you fire one of your friends? Ramos, take a guess.
They're not your friend anymore.
They're not your friends anymore. They don't go like, man, I really like playing with Aaron Rodgers. They go, I hate Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, but he threw you the ball and you made all that money. Dude, he cut me. They called him in and he cut me, and he can go like, nah, man, I had nothing to do with it. Bro, you just said you wanted personnel making decisions and I'm out. Here's the other part to it. Aaron Rodgers says, hey, I really like this guy. I want to keep this guy. And they're like, yeah, we just don't agree. Now Aaron Rodgers is going to feel like, well, what was the point of me being in that process if you're not going to take my word for it? And they're like, We took your word. We listened to you. We heard you. We just disagree with you. There's nothing wrong with your opinion. We just want to go a different direction. So he's not wrong in the... this is a lot like... it's like communism, right? Like, in a vacuum, communism is great. It works. Everybody gets taken care of. Everybody gets paid. Everybody gets health insurance. Everybody gets a place to live, then a little summer dacha, right? Everybody has a job. Whatever field you want, you go and you work. Do your thing. You're off. Great. The reality is that doesn't work because some people are lazy and some people work really hard and some people better at their jobs than others and they can expect to be compensated more. Okay, what about capitalism? Well, put capitalism in a vacuum. Works. Okay, but pure capitalism does not work. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. How are you ever supposed to get out if you don't have somebody helping you up? Right? Oh, well, in theory, Aaron Rodgers being part of the personnel making decisions is great. Problem is, he's going to have to cut one of his favorite teammates at some point in time. And he'll get lumped into that. And there'll be a time in which they don't actually believe or agree with his point of view. And it'll end up being a worse relationship than it is now. Why wouldn't they let Aaron Rodgers? That's why. Let personnel guys do personnel things. You throw the football. Oh, we got breaking news. Let's go to Dan Byer. Dan?
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
Doug, Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports and The Athletic reports that the San Diego Padres are on the verge of acquiring Nationals pitcher Max Scherzer. Baseball's trade deadline is tomorrow, coming up at 4 o'clock Eastern time, so we have just broken the 24-hour window, less than 24 hours until that. Scherzer did pitch today against the Phillies. That was actually going to be in question. Threw six innings, struck out five, and got the win in game one of a doubleheader against the Phillies. It was his eighth win of the year, an ERA of 2.76, but again, Ken Rosenthal of Fox Sports and The Athletic saying the Padres close to acquiring pitcher Max Scherzer.
This after the Yankees acquired Joey Gallo. I know the Yankees is pretty funny, right? They have all these swing and miss home run hitters. So they went out and got somebody who's steady Eddie, all he puts the ball in play. I'm kidding. Apparently they need a left-hand bat. He is a phenomenal left-hand bat. But do you know who's going to be just, he's just going to be obnoxious? Is Daniel Jeremiah. Just going to be obnoxious if they get Scherzer. Just the worst.
And Dodgers and Giants are playing right now, but we've talked about it. If you had a Padres-Dodgers wild card game, like that would just be absurd. And right now, the standings would say that's what would be happening at Dodger Stadium. Could you imagine, man... Scherzer against Bueller.
Yeah, they got to get him out of that wild card game. They got to get him in a real series. I need the Dodgers to pick it up here. Although the Dodgers, they're gonna have to make a move for the bullpen, don't they? They have to make a move.
It's fine. Has been for years.
Smoking like a true Brewer fan. That's exactly what that sounds like to me. Coming up next to the Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. What was the biggest surprise from the Aaron Rodgers presser? Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network and Move the Sticks and the Padres Fan Network will join us and discuss next. But first, getting the care you need to stay healthy shouldn't be hard or expensive. Everyone should be able to afford their medications. Check out GoodRx. They help me find the lowest price on my prescriptions every time. With GoodRx, you can instantly compare prices for your prescription at every pharmacy in your neighborhood and save up to 80%. That's 80%. GoodRx is free, easy to use. Many times, it's often cheaper than using your insurance copay or Medicare. With GoodRx, you can find discounts from your prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies like CVS, Kroger, Walgreens, Rite Aid, Vons, and more. GoodRx is the number one most downloaded medical app. Millions of Americans use GoodRx to get affordable health care every month. Start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today. Go to GoodRx.com/Doug. That's GoodRx.com/Doug. Your boy's about to have knee surgery next week. I'm going to need some pills, right? GoodRx.com/Doug is where I'm going to head. It's not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average annual savings of over 70% off retail.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Max Scherzer turned 37 on Tuesday. He's got a 2.83 ERA, 142 strikeouts, 105 innings. He's won Cy Youngs in the American and National League. He's in the last year of his huge $200 million deal. And he appears to be headed to the San Diego Padres. Daniel Jeremiah is the only Padres fan in the history of the Doug Gottlieb Show on Fox Sports Radio. How happy are you right now?
Can we talk about timing for a second, Doug? I mean, we normally talk on Wednesdays, but had to do some inside training camp coverage for the network yesterday, so we had to move our normal time to today. And it turns out I just wanted to time it up to when the Padres got the best available pitcher on the market who's got big game experience and can help us try and go get this thing.
You're still in third place, just pointing out the obvious, still very much in third place.
Doug, you gotta look at it, and I don't know if you've when you get a chance, look at the Padres' next like 22 games. We played the tougher part of our schedule earlier in the year. The Giants and the Dodgers have to go through that stretch coming up. We got a whole lot of Diamondbacks and Rockies coming our way here in the next 20-something.
Daniel Jeremiah, noted baseball schedule analyst and Padres fan galore, joins us on the Doug Gottlieb Show. All right, let's start with Aaron Rodgers. What did you think of his presser yesterday?
So there's so many different layers to it.
All right, just go. Let's just go layer one, then we discuss, then go another layer, then we discuss, instead of laying it all out.
Yep. So first layer is, I thought the tweet of Jordan and Pippen was kind of, that was a little bit of a preview of where his mind was on everything. It was very much a be against the general manager scenario, and this is going to be it, one last ride. That was kind of conveyed, and that was part of his message that he was coming back and trying to chase a title. The connection to that, I will say that, and there's so many different things with this, but the contradiction for me, Doug, was you had Aaron say, I want to say in who stays in the building in terms of, their current players and who we bring into the building. And the reason is because I have a knowledge of this place and my standing in the league, my opinion, I can really, really help us build a great team. And then they ask him, do you want to be here? And he goes, yeah, I do want to be here because we have a Super Bowl caliber team that can go out and win. So I'm like, wait a second. You're saying you can do a better job picking the players, but the other guy that's picking the players has surrounded you with a Super Bowl caliber roster. So how does that work?
That's been the contradiction the whole time. No. It's like, look, what you get all these people like, well, they haven't given Aaron Rodgers help. Like, what are we talking about? Of course they have. Yeah. And they've done it by making some hard decisions at times, where guys are really productive, good players, but they want either too much money or they're over the hill. And you're like, this is the way the business works. They basically had, one bad year in his whole time there? And, I think Aaron Rodgers is terrific, but he's not the reason they've had only one bad year. They've done a pretty damn good job. And the last 2 years, they've been in the NFC Championship game. So, what more do you want?
So, if I was going to ask you to kind of rank the organizations in terms of how well they're run, let's take the Packers and put them to the side. Over the last 25 years,
Patriots.
Probably the top three teams you would say
Patriots,
would be the
Steelers.
Patriots, Steelers. And
right. And do they call their quarterbacks? Do any of them call their quarterbacks in and go like, hey, what do you think?
No, it's been a revolving door with talent leaving all those places. All those teams have comp picks every year because they let old players walk and they replace them with younger, cheaper, faster players. They cut guys. They let guys leave a year too early as opposed to a year too late. And they trust their process that they're going to be able to backfill that. Look at all the receivers that the Steelers have let leave over the years, and they just keep replacing them one after another.
So would it be fair? Because I talked to some NFL people as well last night, and they were all like, "He did nothing positive to help them yesterday. But what he did was he kind of probably won over some veteran players who he – who, you know, respect what he's saying and the way in which he's saying it. And media and fans might like it, but inside NFL circles, everyone knows, like, the reality of it. Like, I said this earlier. The two problems with if he's involved in personnel decision is eventually he's going to have to cut somebody who's a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, so let's say the Jordy Nelson deal, like, dude, listen, we can't keep Jordy. He can't play anymore. No. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you're going to have to. And if you're part of that conversation and Jordy Nelson gets cut, guess what? You're not anymore to Jordy Nelson. You're not his friend anymore.
Yeah.
You're not his friend. The second part is
awkward. When I was working with the Ravens, there was a very, very good player on our team who had a relative that was a lower level player, but we were talking about signing. And I just remember the conversation being, okay, you might get 5 brownie points with our player by bringing in his relative, but you might lose 1,000 brownie points when we have to cut him. Like, so it kind of works both ways on that whole thing. And I don't buy into the concept of, I just want to have my voice heard. They can do whatever they want. They can choose to ignore it.
Nobody does. That's the other part I was getting to, DJ. Because there are going to be guys where he's going to be like, no, we got to have this guy. And they're like, no, we just don't agree with you. And then it'll be even worse. Now you listen to me, but you didn't actually hear me, didn't validate what I was saying.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's that old adage that, you know, players play, coaches coach, scouts scout, and you kind of know your role, you do your job, and that's the best for everybody. Now, I would say this. I think, you know, if you're going to hire – before you hire a coach, I think if I put myself in that situation, I wouldn't have gone over names with Aaron, but I would have definitely brought him in and said, hey, you know, what did we not have in the previous coaching staff? You know, what you know, if we're looking at different offenses we can bring in, you know, what do you think we can grow? Get his opinion on those things. Totally, I think that he deserves that, and I think that's smart to bring in your quarterback and kind of feel him out.
Yes.
You don't have to tell him, hey, should we hire this guy or that guy? But you can communicate with him there. And we've talked about the Jordan Love thing before, too. To me, the only mistake that Brian Gutekunst made there was, I thought, you know, a month ahead of time, all you do is you just call him up and say, hey, it might not happen, but we do like a couple quarterbacks in this draft. You're playing great. We love you. I don't know that it's likely, but if for some reason one of those two guys fell, you know, we could take one. And I didn't want you to be blindsided by that. It might not happen. Maybe it's a 5%, 10% chance, but I just want you to hear from us. Like, that's a pretty easy conversation to have.
Do you think Gutekunst, in his subconscious, really wants the Jordan Love thing to work? Because that's his quarterback. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. But that's, you know, above everything else, he wants to win. I thought the other thing was, Aaron, you heard him, gosh, I don't know how many times, you have to go back through and maybe look at the transcript, but he must have mentioned that he won 2 MVPs 4 times during that thing. And I'm like, dude, he's only won 1 Super Bowl during these 17 years with a really good roster. They were taking players away from Tom Brady every year, and he won 6. Ben Roethlisberger,
if we're just cutting through the crap, right? He's mad about the Jordan Love pick, and he's mad about not being involved in the coaching hire. All the rest of the stuff has nothing to do with anything. All the rest of the stuff is word salad. That's the stuff that matters, and then he tries to support it with the other stuff.
Yeah, and well, he left out the third thing. If they would have brought to him after the MVP and came to him with a massive contract extension.
He said they offered him more money, but not a guarantee past this year. And then they offered him an extension after the draft, right? After he said he apparently said he wanted to be traded, which It's fascinating.
Well, there was a contradiction because he said, I'm upset about the fact that they're not committed to me long term. But then later on, he would said, as I said, it's not about the money. And I'm like, well, how does that work?
Did he want like a $5 million guaranteed deal after this year? Is that what he wanted? Do you think he would have? Right? Okay, so can they win in spite of this?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it have any effect on their wins and losses this year?
I don't think so. I think once you get it, it's you can have downstairs, upstairs issues, and that's an off-season thing, and that was kind of like the grand finale of the fireworks show at the press conference the other day. But now they live in different worlds. And Aaron Rodgers is living in the downstairs world with coaches and players. He's made it very plain and evident that his issues are upstairs. Well, he doesn't have to worry about it. There's no more upstairs issues. This is a downstairs portion of the calendar.
So, okay, let's go around a couple other things in the league. Doug Gottlieb show here on Fox Sports Radio. What did the Jets get accomplished? What they wanted to get accomplished, right? Did they because they only lost a day or two, but yeah, we did get to that. And you've been around the Chargers. The Chargers stuck their heels in the ground with Joey Bosa trying to change the offset language. Other guys have, and it does appear that Zach Wilson's getting all that signing bonus money up front instead of deferred, mm-hmm, or as it's supposed to be paid. Did the Jets accomplish anything with that one day or 2 days of not having Zach Wilson?
Oh, man. You know, I guess they got some fire insurance, earthquake insurance, whatever you want to call it, with the offset stuff. But I almost – maybe it's just like it's almost kind of believing in bad luck. But this, you took this dude – as high up as you did with the second pick, it's like you. I hope I wouldn't need a prenup. You know? Like you're kind of creating a safety net as if it's going to fail with the offset stuff. So I don't know. That's definitely something that's an organizational ownership level decision. That's a policy they've had there for a long time to protect themselves from that front. But it almost feels somewhat like a, say, a loser's mentality, but you're just kind of entering into this thing with a negative, you know, with a negative mindset of it. The Jacksonville didn't have any problem. They don't worry about offset language. And that Trevor Lawrence ain't going anywhere. He's the guy, he's the right pick, and he's going to be a stud. So I get from a business standpoint, you protect yourself, but from a mindset standpoint, it just bothers me for some reason.
Well, I agree, but I would also say that it's a precedent they don't want to set for next year's.
Yeah.
15th pick, right? Well, Zach Wilson gets it. Why can't I get? What about the not having the cash up front? I thought everybody's getting the cash up front. Are they light on cash with the Jets?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing that not the average fan knows about is that they just look at salary caps, and there's cash. These teams have cash budgets. So whether or not you could say they have the cash or don't have the cash, they have budgets. And so when you say this is what we're spending, we're not going above that, then you're going to have some issues. That's why you end up having holdouts. So then you're having organizational discussions about, hey, can we put some more money in the budget? But yeah, it's not a salary cap thing. It's a budget thing.
Have you been to the Chargers yet?
I'm going out there Saturday.
I think I'm going to go Saturday as well. So I will.
You
wear your Padres gear. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah, no, I think that would probably be frowned upon. So I won't do that, but I'll be, excited to see a healthy group out there that's got a chance to be
knock
really,
wood knock wood yeah, I don't hear knock, you knocking knock wood on knock wood. On wood if you're with me. I semi-yearly wrap your offensive line in bubble wrap to Tom Telesco. Deshaun Watson is kind of going through the motions.
So I mean
he's out there, which must mean that and there's continued trade talk, which must mean that there's got to be some feeling that these cases either go away or don't get to the criminal variety. But I'm not sure I understand exactly what Houston's doing, right? Like, they weren't trading him, and then did they just run out of time with all these cases? Did they always intend to trade him? Like, what are they, in fact, doing?
This feels like you've got expired milk that you're just leaving in the refrigerator. Nobody's going to take it out. You know, it's just going to sit in there. We all know that it's expired. We all know that it's not going to work going forward. but it's just kind of sitting, and we're just kind of in that holding pattern, you know. So during this time, it's incredibly awkward. I have him there just basically holding up cards, it sounds like, and running scout team defense. Just basically, he's just there. So I don't think he takes a snap there. And I don't know how you trade for him with all this stuff lingering. So it's just a holding pattern.
Where do you think he goes? I mean, everybody's said, people have said the Eagles. You know, yeah. Does Denver wait a year? And then you got Miami, and does Miami wait to see if Tua, in fact, has it?
Yeah, I mean, look, let's say that all this stuff off the field goes away, right? Charges get dropped, things get settled, that whole thing just goes away. If I'm Houston, do you really want to trade him right now for picks?
No.
I mean, you're going to go to the Eagles, and you're going to be picking 19th, you know, like, whereas if you wait till after the season, you can look and see where these teams are. The Eagles without Deshaun Watson, maybe that's a top five pick. So from a timing standpoint, it's going to be just really difficult for them to make the right decision.
Yeah, it's going to be absolutely fascinating. All right. Have you been to any camps yet?
No, I take off. I did some stuff from home yesterday where we bounced around to a bunch of camps on TV. But I take off. I was going to go to Jacksonville. That just got switched, so I'm going to go to Pittsburgh. I will be in Baltimore, Philly, and the Jets.
All right. I cannot wait for you to report back on
this. Yeah, I have some good stuff for you next week, bud.
Yeah, this week you weren't very good, but next week hopefully.
Well, we got Scherzer, so we got a little bonus content.
We did.
Right,
we got a little bonus. Everybody was waiting. I have people like, I can't wait to hear what DJ says about Max Scherzer. What do you think he was going to say about Max Scherzer?
Somebody
He's getting his ring finger polished up.
Somebody tweeted me and said, somebody make sure Move the Sticks is not operating heavy machinery right now.
Hey, I'm asking an honest, serious question, okay?
Yeah.
Let's say we're in the playoffs, okay?
Yep. Yeah.
And Lamar Jackson is struggling in the first half. And he says he can't go out and play in the second half because of his mental health. How does the sports world react?
Ooh, I think that the sports world would probably mirror society and would probably be sympathetic. I do. I think that that's a... just all the different things that have come up recently. We could say what maybe some people would say behind the scenes and all that. But I think if you're saying in general, I think probably would be more sympathetic than you might think.
Oh, I don't think so. remember as a rookie, he was starting quarterback. He turned their season completely around. Then he was terrible against the Chargers. And what were they doing in the third quarter?
They were chucking it all over the place.
They were booing him.
Yeah. Oh, you're talking about the fans.
The fans were booing him.
Yeah, no. I thought you were talking about, like, you know, personnel guys. The action inside. The
personnel guys behind the scenes, it would crush him. But you're not going to come out and play?
Yeah.
It is interesting. Like, I'm there has to be some sort of balance between understanding mental health and also understanding that football players, basketball players, all athletes, like, one of the reasons they are who they are is they're able to set aside those fears that the rest of us have and get through it. Aren't they?
Yeah, no, and I think if it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, you'd get crushed. But I also think that every team, or just about every team in the NFL now, has a what would you call that?
Mental health expert?
Sports psychologist,
yeah.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff. So I think that there's more conversations of trying to understand that than maybe there was 5 years ago. So I get what you're saying. There's definitely going to be, there's going to be folks that say, what the heck, toughen up and all that. But I think it's a little bit different. I think the environment's a little different now than it was.
Good stuff. DJ, get back to cheering for your Padres. We'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you, bud. See you.
That's Daniel Jeremiah. Move the Sticks is the podcast. NFL Network is where you can see him. He also covers the Chargers games. Brandon Marshall had something interesting to say on First Things First regarding Aaron Rodgers' press conference. I'll share it with you next.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Doug Gottlieb Show weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from sunny Los Angeles, California. Every day at this time, we play for you a portion of a previous show on Fox Sports Radio or Fox Sports One. We call it... This is Brandon Marshall talking about Aaron Rodgers' press conference yesterday.
Aaron Rodgers and others are redefining what an NFL player is. Before, it's like, hey, you're a player. Shut your mouth. Go sit in the corner. This isn't a LeBron James conversation. I'm more than a player. I'm more than an athlete. That's not this. For so long, we've been telling our players, you know what? Just go come in and do your job. We got everything else. And what Aaron Rodgers is saying is no. No, that's not going to happen. Russell Wilson is saying, no, that's not going to happen. We want to sit at the table, and we want to sit at the table now. In the National Football League, we talk about guys being put in boxes and being institutionalized. And these guys are now saying, you know what? We are the most powerful piece in this whole entity, and now we're going to use that as leverage to actually be a part of the discussion, to be a part of the bigger business. My only gripe with Aaron is this. Why did it take 16 years for you to stand up against the organization? Now, you mentioned all these other guys, Jordy Nelson, you mentioned Julius Peppers, James Jones, and all these other people. Well, when your contract is up for discussion and you're in year 16 and they're about to treat you this way, now you want to go back and say, hey, why did you treat the other guys that way? You were Aaron Rodgers, starting quarterback of that franchise for 14 years. You should have done that before.
Look, the last point was a great point, and it only adds to the place where Aaron Rodgers is no different than any of the other guys. Russell Wilson is no different. They both signed big contracts. They're both still under contract. Even after next year, Aaron Rodgers is under contract with the Green Bay Packers. Even after next year, Russell Wilson's under contract with the Seahawks. Like this imaginary world in which all of a sudden Aaron Rodgers broke through. Like he wanted a wide receiver. Like, all right, he's a good guy. We'll go get you a wide receiver. Now get back and play. That's what was done. That's not breakthrough. That's not game changing. That's not more than a, and the last part that Brandon made, he's right. Like, only now, when your job is threatened, are you somehow going to step back and push back against the NFL or against the Green Bay Packers? Great. But, I mean, that's totally transparent. It's when it affects you, which is just like every other player. Because at the end of the day, just like front office guys, just like scouts, just like coaches, just like players, you're worried about yourself. Take care of yourself first. It's Doug Gottlieb Show here on Fox Sports Radio. Got a lot to get to, including tonight's NBA draft, which should be interesting. We got some more Olympic stuff, which will be interesting. But Brian Gutekunst spoke today. What was his reaction to Aaron Rodgers' press conference? We'll share with you next on the Doug Gottlieb Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.